Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Say you get aboard. We got a great prize to give away. 4-pack of tickets to the sold-out 2025 Eagles draft party at the Link next Thursday night. We'll be there doing a live show starting at 6 all the way up into that Eagles pick at 32. Maybe they'll trade up, or we'll see what they do next Thursday night. We're monitoring the Dallas Goedert situation. I'd rather keep him than use a first-round pick on a tight end, but a lot of people are projecting and kind of connecting dots between Mason Taylor, tight end at LSU, and the Eagles at number 32. There's also news here, and we'll get back to the Phillies calls in a second. Also some rumors out there, Hugh, about a team that might be interested in Dallas Goedert. You see this? SNY, or ESPN New York, Jordan Ronan said that New York Giants had interest in Dallas Goedert earlier this offseason. They still might. It'd be weird to watch Goddard in a Giants uniform.
You know what? You do what you got to do, but yeah, I don't know if I want Dallas to go to the Cowboys. I mean, the Giants.
It'd be weird to see him anywhere in the division.
But
certainly there. I mean, look, they're not a good team, and they're probably just trying to add any kind of talent they can. I don't know what the value is for Goddard. I haven't known for months because he's still here. I don't know what they could get for him. I'm just saying, if the idea is draft a first-round tight end or just keep him, I just want to keep the guy. Just keep him here. Keep him in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got Hughes Clues out there and all your reaction to the Phillies and Aaron Nola last night. Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
What's going on, Tom?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, listen. I will not trade a first-round draft pick to replace Dallas Goedert. That's just not going to happen. We need other holes filled before we try to fill Dallas Goedert. That'll come down the line. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I know he can only play, you know, three quarters of the season because of injuries and so on, but still, we've already got an established tight end. I'm not using a first-round draft pick to replace him.
Tom, I wouldn't either, but it does feel like, you know, I keep hearing, and we're going to play a clip of Mike Mayock, who was on with the afternoon show yesterday. I keep hearing people connect the dots to them and the Taylor kid at LSU. I'm with you. I wouldn't use a first-round pick either. I'd rather just keep him or, like you said, draft someone later on, but I don't know. There's a lot of smoke that they might like a tight end at 32. It just feels like a weird use of resources for me.
It is, and I would hate to even use our resources to trade up to try to get a tight end to replace him. We need other, you know, resources right now. Right now, Goddard could fill what we have, and we're fine. So let's not worry about replacing him right now.
Totally. And look, if he wasn't under contract and it was a matter of money, it was a matter of having to re-sign him, that's a different story. He's here. He's under contract. They could bring him back. It just feels like they're playing hardball here to try to get him at their number. What are you feeling on Aaron Nola, Tom?
I'm hitting the panic button there. And really, because he has to rewrite how he pitches now because he's lost his power pitch. He lost his velocity. You don't gain that back at 32 years old. Okay, so now he's got to learn how to, you know, do ball placement, paint the corners, this and that. And he's getting squeezed a lot of times, too, because umpires think that he's still a power pitcher. He's getting a lot of close calls that aren't getting called his way. So something's got to change there.
Well, it does, and he needs to stop walking people because it's a bad combination of walks and then, you know, giving up extra hits because he's not, you know, throwing the ball past anyone anymore. Tom, what's your guess here? What do you got for Hughes Clues? Who's he talking about today?
Shoot, I'll tell you. Right. He wanted to buy a car. He was turned down. Maybe Hughes got like high expectations. He wanted to buy some kind of crazy Tesla or something like that. I'm going to say Elon Musk.
You know, it's a good guess because he's on the list.
He is on the list.
He's absolutely on the list.
Come on, Joe. Do I look like I drive a Tesla?
No, you don't.
Do I like a Tesla driver? I ain't got nothing against Teslas. Those plaids walk the dog.
Sure.
They fly.
Now, you didn't say specifically that this person owns or creates this car, right?
No, I didn't say
that. You may have wanted one of Elon's other cars. I'm sure the guy has like 50 cars.
Oh, you're talking about, his personal cars.
Personal cars.
I don't know.
It's a fair guess.
Yeah. Elon doesn't strike me as the type that's his thing.
Cars?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Personal. Collecting cars.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I would like to see you try to offer. Like, what could you offer him monetarily, though?
Nothing.
not that he probably doesn't already have. All right. Can we hear from Mike Mayock? He was on the afternoon show yesterday talking about the draft. And, you know, it was Todd McShay last week. It was Daniel Jeremiah last week. There's a lot of smoke, Hugh. And this is beyond, you know, your thing with Auntie. There's a lot of smoke going on right now with Mason Taylor, the Eagles. Listen to Mayock and talking about Mason Taylor, how he would fit here in Philadelphia.
But the guy you brought up, Mason Taylor, I don't think is going in the first round,
okay.
And I think he has big-time first-round ability. And I did a bunch of his tape. I mean, this guy is really, really interesting. He doesn't even turn 21 years old until May. Mm. Not only is he Jason Taylor's son, his uncle is Zach Thomas, another Hall of Famer. Okay, so he's got an uncle and a father in the NFL Hall of Fame. He's 6'5", 255. He's a three-year starter coming out of the SEC, and he never blinked. I mean, as a freshman, he caught the game-winning pass against Alabama in the corner of the end zone, big-time catch. You know, the kid was barely 18 years old. He makes a play like that. He doesn't get a whole lot of love, and I'm not sure why. He can run at all three levels. He can get vertical. He's got really good hands. He runs good routes. What kind of blocker is he? He's a good blocker. He's not a great blocker. He's tough enough. I think he can be a full-time starter at the wide position, a three-down starter.
Mayock obviously likes him a lot.
Oh, yeah, Mayock watches a lot of film, man. Watches a lot of film.
So, like, I don't have a problem with this player. I think he's going to be good. It's like everyone that talks about him, Hugh, seems to think this LSU, SEC, good pass catcher. He could start right away. I would guess he's going to be a good player. It's to me, why are we creating the hole when we have a tight end to fill it with a first-round pick when we could get a defensive player?
Younger, more reliable. I mean, I get
cheaper,
it.
Cheaper, sure.
Cheaper, that's the biggest thing, cheaper. I think people would feel better because, like Mike said, he'll probably go in the later rounds, first-round talent. I think people would feel better, especially with the way that things have been going for the Eagles, if you could get him in the later rounds and get a defender.
Sure.
Early on.
That's a different story. If he's a second or third round pick, and there are some tight ends in the second and third round, they might target. But if they take one in the first round,
people are going to feel some kind of way.
Yeah, I'd just rather keep Goddard. Let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Mark in Delaware is up on WIP talking about Nola. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Mark. What's going on?
Not bad, bro.
Speaker.
Thank you, Mark.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, well, that sounds better.
All right. Cool. Thank you. I think Noah might be cooked, man. I mean, it's a shame to say, but I mean, he's thrown so many innings over his career and everything. So that was the concern when they signed him.
Well, it was. I mean, I remember when the negotiations were going on, and I didn't like the idea of 7 years. I mean, I wanted to keep him, Mark, because they're trying to win a World Series, and he's one of their better pitchers and all that. And I like Aaron Nola, but 7 years concerned me. But I at least convinced myself, Mark, we would get two or three more of the typical Nola, and then there'd be a little fall-off. Feels like that fall-off's happening quicker than they thought.
Yeah, I mean, seems like it's happening this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that happens sometimes. And you mentioned the innings. I mean, last night he averaged 90 miles an hour on his fastball. That's very low, considering the rest of the league right now. And he only got two whiffs on 44 fastballs. That means they're not swinging and missing at that. Mark, what do you got for us for Hughes Clues? What's your guess?
I was going to say Mark Zuckerberger, but let me say Joe Rogan.
Well, you just won a four-pack of tickets, Mark.
How you get two guesses?
Don't like
though,
it, but it's too late.
What are we gonna do now?
It is what it is.
Yeah.
What are we?
I mean, what can we do?
Ain't nothing we can do.
Mark, you got it. How'd you guess it?
Well, because he guessed
two
people.
Guesses.
Well, but what led you to Joe Rogan?
Well, I was kidding with the Zuckerberg.
No, you threw it out there. I mean,
there's no way to accuse buying a car from him.
Well, then why'd you say? Why'd you throw that?
Yeah,
you had two guesses. No.
Yeah, he rethought it.
Okay, you won the prize.
He long talked.
We can admit to what you did.
All right, Mark, you got it, buddy. We appreciate it. And you're headed to the Eagles draft party next Thursday night at the Link, presented by Lincoln Financial Group, on Thursday, April 24th at 7 p.m. I think moving forward, if you had two guesses in your mind, just give us the one you're presenting.
Yeah, now you can't just throw both out on the air like that, man. That ain't cool.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's the bottom.
I mean, it is. I mean, I'm not upset. It is what it is.
Deep
I mean,
down,
great
are
guess.
You a little bit?
Well, no, it's the way it went down.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's not, if we're being honest, it's not fair to other people. You know, but you won. You know, no, whatever.
Well, now, to be fair to him, if he had said that but had it reversed, we wouldn't have given him the prize, even though he said, I think that happened once. Do you remember that? I think once before someone said, I was thinking this, but now I want to say this.
That, yeah.
And the first thing that they didn't actually answer was it. And we had to wait a while to get back to it. Either way, so now you got to tell the story.
Well, yeah. You know, this was during the time where, what was it called? Rides, Chip Foos, was making cars.
So what era of Joe Rogan was this?
This was early in his career. This was like, I think this was right after Fear Factor or right during the time of Fear Factor.
So this is before he really blew up.
And he got this 1970 Barracuda made, right? It's called the Sick Fish. Mm. Man, this thing
you showed
was
me
nice.
This morning, yeah,
it was nice. And I remember calling, like, because something, they sent some stuff from rides and stuff, and I was trying to get something made, and I saw this car that they made for Joe Rogan. So I reached out to his people, and I asked him to sell it, if he was willing to sell it.
And what'd they say?
And he told me, in no uncertain terms, F no. He was like, F no. You know, I'm not selling it. I mean, but this car was nice, man. It was a 70 Barracuda. He had that thing tricked out. And I wanted it, and he would not sell
it. So he wouldn't even negotiate.
No, like, he didn't even. No. And if I'm not mistaken, he still has that car to this day. If I'm not mistaken, I still think he owns that car to
well,
this day.
That's a good story. All right. Yes, it was Joe Rogan there. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. Our Twitter
question.
At least
we ain't go to 145, so I guess there's a.
Do you feel better?
I mean, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, you know, the two guesses thing was not cool, but, you know, hey, what can you do?
I know. I do think it evened out. Kyle, do you remember there was a time during Hughes Clues once where someone did exactly what the winner did, but it was the opposite, where they said, I was thinking this, but this. And we didn't give them the prize because they didn't actually give us that
did
answer.
Did we not? Because I feel like there's, I mean, that's the point of no return with Hughes Clues. Once the answer's out there, like.
I think it happened once.
Or are you talking about when I gave the answer away?
Well, maybe that was that, yeah. Have I done that yet? Because both of you have, right?
Yeah, I guess you're. Well, you're next.
I guess maybe it's tomorrow. All right, 2-1.
It's only fair. It's only fair that, you know, be screwed up.
215-592-9494. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Here, all right, hitting the panic button on Aaron Nola. You know, I haven't checked in with the poll today. Let's see what the people are thinking here. Are you hitting the panic button on Nola?
Also, how did Hugh do?
Yes. People. Well, that's important here. Well, because usually you assign winning or losing to the Twitter poll, like how you did each day. Are you officially hitting the panic button on Nola? Hugh, you're in trouble today. Yes, at 62%.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Listen, man, Phillies fans, when it goes off the rails like it did yesterday, it ain't too much consoling them. I mean, I knew that. So, I mean, I'm not, you know, hey. Sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you.
So you're blaming Nola? It's more on him
than
you?
No, I mean, it's just, it is what it is. Like, we're in a weird spot when it comes to the Phillies with a whole bunch of different things. So, yeah.
I'm actually a little surprised how many people are hitting the panic button. I mean, it's just four starts. I thought,
eerily similar.
Well, and Nola's kind of he's been on shaky ground with people for a while.
Yeah, like, a long time.
Every playoff season, we do a thing on, like, do you trust Nola?
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually pretty 50-50.
And now he's pitching bad.
Yeah, and he stunk to start the season. So, like, it's enough for people who were already had him on thin ice to go that direction.
Yeah, the numbers are pretty alarming.
They're bad. Yeah, he stinks now.
Yeah, like, we could be doing this conversation if his ERA was in the upper fours. It's in the upper sixes.
Yeah.
And he's really, really struggled. Last night, that first inning was as bad as I've ever seen him pitch. And he even hit that after the... Can we hear from Aaron Nola? Because last night, at least he was real about it. I mean, he got Topper making excuses about the cold. But Nola talks about how it was really unacceptable the way he pitched last night.
You find yourself under command, two starts in a row with a base slow walk. How crazy is that driving?
Yeah, it drives me crazy. It's unacceptable. I mean, I hadn't, for three times in my career, I've done that, and two times past two games. I just got to get ahead better. Too many free passes, and usually those runs have been scoring, and I'm just kind of making it harder on myself in those situations. Eight walks in two games overall, it's not good. I'll clean it up.
He seems very frustrated with himself, and I do appreciate that he's not making excuses.
He cares.
Right, he's not saying it. And we had a caller last hour that talked about mailing it in. I don't think that's Aaron Nola.
No, he didn't.
Aaron Nola strikes me as he's not hard to figure out. He seems like a hard worker.
He's transparent.
Yep, he seems like a guy who is pretty simple in terms of his life and baseball. Like, he takes it very seriously. He works really hard, like works out a lot. The Phillies, since he was young, have talked about how he puts a lot of hours into his craft. I think with him, we're talking more about decline, physical decline, rather than, you know, not giving his full effort. I think he's trying his hardest out there. He just can't find the plate right now.
I think that he's he's trying to figure out if he's in a decline, number one, and can he do a workaround? You know, a lot of times, I remember Michael Strahan telling a story about how when he got older, he had to start losing weight and change the way you do your routine. You can't do some of the – if you want to play at a high level, you can't do some of the things that you did when you were a younger man.
Right.
You know, like, because, you know, you got guys that go in there and try to lift the whole gym. You know, you got to modify that workout, man, according to the way that your body is responding to certain things. And I think that, unfortunately for him, is that it's happening in real time.
Fast.
Yeah. And so now he's trying to adjust, because you talked about something, Joe, that jumped out to him. He was like, he's not throwing it down the middle anymore because he doesn't have that velocity. So now he's getting – and I think somebody else said it, Joe, talking about how he's getting squeezed mm-hmm. because – they haven't adjusted to him adjusting
right.
to his game yet. So this might take some time, and that's one of the main reasons why I said I'm not out on him, because I feel like he's savvy enough and he's veteran enough that he'll work through this. It's just going to take him a little bit more time than he's comfortable using or accustomed to get to that point where he feels comfortable.
Sure. When I say I'm panicking on – what he used to be compared to what he is. Like, I don't think he's going to have a Taiwan 2024 season where it's like his ERA is
just fall off. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll be better than that. I mean, I think he's smart enough. He'll figure this out to some extent. But, you know, he was signed to be a number two, and he looks like he's the number four right now. That's where my panic is, that we just skipped over the number three thing.
And not only that, he had to adjust to the pitch clock, too. Remember that?
Yes.
He adjusted, and when he adjusted, he was cool. And it took him a while to do that, because remember, he said when he was asked about it.
That took like half a season. Like it. Yeah. It took a while.
So this might be the same thing. It might, and you know, you just have to, I mean, which is going to be hard to do, is just be a little bit more patient with him. He's still going to be who he is.
On this radio station?
He's still going to be who he is, but yeah, he's going to have to learn how to adjust a little bit.
So I think that's one thing that could give me a little hope, the adjustment thing. Like,
yeah.
Nola is a veteran. He's been known to – it goes through shaky parts of his career, but, like, he does sort of pull it together and bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's that. He could just be a declining player. But I'm with you. Like, it's not panic, like, oh, my God, he's going to be – I think he will regress a little bit back toward the mean.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, but how much, right? It's not the kind of guy who I'm like, okay, every fifth day we have a good chance – of winning this game with Aaron Nola out there. I don't feel that right now. And for what was supposed to be the strength of this Phillies team, it's the starting pitching. It just worries me a little bit that might not be the strength that we thought it was. And there's nothing truly great about the Phillies right now.
No.
And that worries
that's
me.
That's the thing, because there's so many other things that you can deal with. And it's compounded by the fact that that was the one part of this team that you felt was solid.
Yes, the starting pitching.
The starting pitching, you felt it was solid. Now, you know, we're on Ranger watch. We're trying to figure out, you know, Painter watch.
Yep.
We're trying to get some more arms in here to try to, I guess, for lack of a better way of describing it, stop the bleeding.
Yeah, it's almost like the math doesn't math this way, right? It's like when we talk about the Eagles' defense, and if because they were number one last year, could they be 10 this year and the team still be good? Yeah, that works. But, you know, the Phillies' pitching, people thought it was the best rotation in baseball. You look up right now, it's closer to the middle of the pack so far this season.
And there's a lot of sixes and fives that I see in the ERA.
Yeah, it's not good. And then the bullpen's not good. I mean, it's a lot not good right now. And with Nola, I think he can probably get through bad lineups. Like, you throw him against the Rockies, you throw him against the Marlins, who he won't face this weekend because he just pitched last night. But he could still probably get through that. But his next start, Hugh, he's lined up for a big one. They go to the Mets next week. They play the Mets for the first time. Which means he's got to start against Lindor and Soto and Alonso and those guys. Like, that's not easy the way he's pitching right now.
Yeah, I don't love that.
I wish he was facing the Marlins this weekend. Really, I wish I that didn't line up right. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Violet in Virginia. Hey, Violet.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Violet,
hey,
what's
Violet.
Up?
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm sorry about that. I'm at my other, like, part-time job. But anyway, I just wanted to chime in. I am concerned. I actually had some concerns last year with Nola during some of the periods. And just overall, I don't know if it's just because, I don't know what it is. I just can't put my finger on it. They just seem kind of blah.
I
like,
feel the same way.
Yeah, they seem kind of
Yeah, they feel like they're in a weird malaise. Like, they're just, like, I don't think sleepwalking's fair because I think they're trying, but they're just, there's no oomph. There's no energy. There's the life there. It doesn't feel like they have it right now.
And I don't know, and I don't think it's winning per se. I mean, of course, winning makes things easier, but there's just something. Something has to happen. There needs to be a little spark, something that just gets them excited.
Well, yeah.
Maybe I need to come teach them a spin class.
You know what? I'll work. Anything that will work, we'll take right now, Violet.
Spin class is no joke, bro.
You did that once?
I did it with Dorsey.
Oh, yeah.
Dorsey Levins,
that's right.
He was a spin coach. But I was in the back.
Oh, I love spinning.
Yeah, I was in the back.
Why are we in the back?
You?
But I still have faith in them. I'm not going to give up. It's too early.
Well, yeah. No one's given up yet. But we are hitting panic buttons here. Violet, we appreciate the phone call. Spin class Douglas over here.
Yeah, I was in the back of the class.
Yeah, we all know why. And then you don't have to say that loud. We get the
whole thing. It gets stiff at times. You know what I mean?
Kyle just got something new to do. He
what did we
going
get from
bananas.
Herb today? What was the Herb drop today? We got one mixed in there. There's a new one, isn't there?
Get your head out of your ass.
Yeah, that one. It feels like we might get a season worth of that one right there. Let's go to Richie, who's up next. Hey, Richie. Richie?
And how's it going? I just got back from the doctor, so I had some, you know, numbing agents. I'm a little bit, you know, out of it. I've been a Philly fan since I was a kid, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody brought this up, but I noticed Nola. Mm-hmm. I noticed over the years, I follow very closely all the pitches. I used to pitch in high school. He seems to not be as effective when the weather is chilly, or whether it's early April or October or something. He seems to be, I don't know if you noticed this, you know.
I mean, Richie, I noticed it, but I get ridiculed when I said I get called a company man.
Why?
And things
like that. Yeah, excuse maker. Yep.
Yeah, I get. No, so I try not to point it out as much.
That was an excellent. I don't know. You said that was an excellent insight. He
disagree.
He's a warm weather pitcher. You ever noticed this?
Yes, Richie, I have. Yeah, when the especially the humidity. I mean, I think it's probably because he was brought up in Louisiana. He went to LSU. Yeah, I get it.
And a guy like him, he's very fine. So if he's a little off, he doesn't have that, you know, that overpower. He can get away with it, you know, like you said, he can't get away with that, make a little mistake, you know. He's got to be really fine. He makes a mistake, he gets bombed, you know.
Yes, and I think now on top of it, because his velocity's down, he's even more concerned about making that mistake. So he's nibbling, and it's a lot of walks, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's it. But I was surprised you were mocked by that, by saying that was a very good insight.
Nobody's trying to hear that.
No, see, Richie, here's the thing. It wasn't specifically that, because that's true, and you're right, and Hugh's right.
It was a delivery.
He's toeing the line of making too many excuses lately, so we gotta keep him in line, Richie.
Don't listen to Joe. I'm not toeing the line.
Oh, stop.
I'm just adding perspective that nobody wants to think about in this situation. Yeah.
Joe, listen to you. He makes a lot of sense. He's one of my favorite guys.
Sometimes.
He doesn't say much, but when he says things, they're very profound.
Mr. A-Leg Parlay over here.
Oh, stop. Richie, good phone call. We appreciate it. All right, so Richie's right. You're right. Does it come across as an excuse sometimes?
Oh, it definitely does. Especially when it's right after a loss. And I get that. I'm not mad at anybody getting mad at me for that, because I know how much they love these teams, the 4-for-4.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things, and not only that, it's compounded with the fact that you look eerily similar to last year. You didn't make any changes. You didn't make any changes,
yeah.
And you came out and you made a conscious effort to take more pitches, but now the long ball is suffering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a lot. It's a lot going on, and people are frustrated.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the baby blue bat. Just wanted to throw that in there.
No, I don't think anyone forgot.
No, even though Bryce Harper did hit one last night, but still.
Home runs in back-to-back games.
Yeah, he did. He bounced back from the bat.
Yeah, unfortunately, everyone else has not bounced back because the Phillies lost 11-4 last night. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls here. Aaron Nola, are you hitting the panic button? Dallas Goedert, we're a week out from the draft. What would you rather? First-round pick on a tight end, which a lot of people are bringing up Mason Taylor at LSU, or just keep Goddard? I'd rather keep Goddard than use a first-round pick on a tight end when I have defensive issues. I gotta fill holes on the defensive line, edge, all that kind of stuff. Safety, I can't use a first-round pick on a tight end if I'm moving off of Goddard just to do it. So we'll hit all that. 215-592-9494. We do have a lineup for the Phillies today because we're playing a 4 o'clock game. We'll give you the lineup today. Who's in? Where are they batting? And we have to get to something that happened this morning here, where Hugh may have caught a stray. What's going on? We'll talk about that. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. During the NBA Play-In Tournament, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today. You get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you could even combine your live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get on the NBA Play-In Tournament action. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports becomes the official partner of 94WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 1, the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. We only have, I guess, 8 to go. Well, not even because we're not here on the weekend. I mean, we got like 6 of these left. It is counting down. We're a week away from the NFL draft. This hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only. At Sunoco. All right, Hugh, a couple of things to hit here. First, we've got a Dallas Goedert update, and then we will give you today's Phillies lineup. They play a 4 o'clock game today, the finale of the series against the Giants. Christopher Sanchez is going to pitch today. All right, Jordan Schultz. Sources. Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert remains a name to watch in the trade market as the draft approaches. Interested teams believe Philadelphia would be open to future picks if they don't receive 2025 draft capital. Goddard is in the final year of his deal, and he could be looking for a new contract as well. So, Hugh, that tells me they'll take anything. I mean, they're
trying to get a box of Juju fruit.
Well, if you're not even wanting picks this next weekend, then
you say they don't want to give him away.
Right.
They don't want to give him away.
So we're going to add a 13th pick to next year's haul because they have 12 picks in next year's draft. We're going to 13th pick. How about keeping him? Why is this not a?
It's so weird.
It is.
Well, because they're
kind of doing him dirty,
holding on to him the way that they are. I mean, but not. This is where it gets a little cloudy because they're not trying to do him dirty. Because if that was the case, they would just cut him. But they don't want to not get nothing for him.
But if they wait till after the draft to cut him, that does do him dirty because all the teams that pick a tight end.
That's doing him dirty.
They don't need a tight end
anymore.
And
I think that he has value, but the unfortunate thing about it is teams know that you probably want to move on from him.
Yeah.
So they're going to hold it. They're going to hold on to him as long as they possibly can. And it's unfortunate that it puts Dallas in a bad spot. It really, really does.
I wonder what the gap between what he's owed and what they actually want to pay him is, because I would think he'd want to stay too, right? Or unless they're asking him to take like a slap in the face kind of offer, right? What is he supposed to make, 11?
Yeah, I thought it was like closer to 12. Well, okay, 12. Six.
So I want your perspective on this. He's been in the league a long time. He's done a lot. Ruben mentioned the stat this morning. He's top 10 all time in playoff yards and catches and all that.
Yeah.
Hugh, is there a point where it becomes insulting to him to stay for so much of a pay cut? Because if he wants to stay and they want him, but it's just about money, you would think at some point, like last year, they compromised with Sweat. Remember Slay.
Slay. Yeah.
Right. But this doesn't seem like we're going to have a compromise
here. It doesn't. That's the weird thing about it, because they've, under other circumstances, they've operated from a position where they didn't want to pay the guy, but they gave them ample time to move on,
right,
to try to find another team. You know, you talk about Slay and the fact that he talked about going to Baltimore and everything, and he just decided to come back because Big Dom asked him to come back.
Yep.
I can't even guesstimate why this is going the way that it's been going, because this has been talked about for weeks. This has been talked about for weeks. And I think that what has happened is that the Eagles aren't operating from a position of power. So they don't want to seem weak. But if teams know that you want to get a tight end, just use that for an example. If you want to move up and try to get a tight end, and you have a tight end, but you want to move on from him, all I got to do is just sit back and wait. Just sit and wait and figure out what you're going to do. And if you decide to cut him, then, hey, I'll just swoop in and I'll give him $6 million or whatever, right, whatever you're going to give him, and he'll be my tight end.
Yeah, I mean, look, there might have been three or four or five teams. We heard the story earlier, the Giants, the Broncos, I think, were interested at one point. Like, someone's going to sign him if he gets cut. It's a matter of how much he gets. But we'll keep monitoring the Goddard situation. I'd rather keep him than use a first-round pick on a tight end. I think the first-round pick should be on the defensive side. All right, quickly, Phillies lineup to back to all your phone calls on Nola and the Goddard situation. Phillies today, at home, finale against the Giants. The Phillies will throw Sanchez on the mound. And their lineup today, leadoff, second base, Bryce Stott. Second, batting second, the shortstop, Trey Turner. Batting third, Harper at first. Schwarber back to DH in the cleanup spot. Castellanos in right, batting fifth. Max Kepler batting sixth in left field. Then we rounded out with Real Muto back behind the plate after DH in last night. He's batting seventh. Alec Bohm batting eighth at third base. And we're going back to the Johan Rojas well in center field tonight. I wonder if Brandon Marsh got hurt last night. Looked weird in the outfield the way he was moving. So we'll see what's going on with Marsh. But they're going to line it up. Stott, Turner, Harper, and Schwarber 1-2-3-4 today.
You know, we're minus 185 to win this game tonight. That's a steep price for going against the Giants. Like,
Sanchez, I guess. Well, Sanchez.
But why? Like, Sanchez hasn't been lights out.
Yeah, I think he's been pretty good, but not special yet.
I just don't know where that number comes from.
I don't know. I mean, their starting pitcher's got a pretty inflated ERA, but the Phillies aren't hitting right now. So we shall see. Phillies, big favorites today against the Giants. Sam is up next on WIP. What's up, Sam?
Hey, Joe, Hugh, Kyle, honor to speak to you guys. I've got two things that I wanted to bring up, and I'm sure you guys have stats on this, and I must not be the only one that feels like this way, but for the Phillies, it just seems like that they are leading the league once again in leaving men in scoring position and or leaving men in base. Am I the only one that feels that way?
You're not. They have done it a lot. And what's frustrating about it is
especially
they've had
over the last couple nights.
Yep, they've had some better at bats to where they're getting walks. Right, I think they're second in baseball in walks, but they're not bringing those guys in. They get on base like the first inning yesterday. They get on base and then they don't bring them in. It's extremely frustrating. I think for the season. I saw it this morning. I think they're hitting 200 with runners in scoring position.
And it just seems like it's the same old, that's also what's been happening over the past season or so. So moving on to Nola, we can definitely beat him up a little bit. And this is what I said to Kyle, and you guys must have this clip somewhere, but I think it was the football coach, Dennis Green, during the press conference, screaming at the top of his lungs, "They are who we thought they were. Aaron Nola is who at least I thought he was," which is exactly what we are seeing of him this year. So am I pushing the panic button of Aaron Nola? Yes, in the context of because he's supposed to be the number two or number three guy, but no, in the context of that this is what I expect out of him.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it, like what you used to think about him, what you still think about him. And Sam, I've always liked him more than I haven't, and I've always seen the more of the glass half full on what he provides versus it doesn't. But I think he's declined off of even that. Like, he's not as good as he was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and that's a problem right now.
Especially if I didn't like him 2 years ago, yeah, and if he's declining off of that,
sure,
that makes it even worse. The last point in regards to Goddard, getting rid of Goddard and then drafting a tight end is like when you see a friend get divorced and then get re-engaged or remarried to a girl that looks and acts exactly like his ex-wife. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Why did you and I look right at each other?
They have a type, that's why. Sam, good phone call. We appreciate it.
Well, let me just say this. Mm-hmm. We all have a type.
Yep, that's it.
And there's no disrespect to anybody who has dealt with that situation. Mm-hmm. But normally, when that happens, they usually the person tends to be a little bit younger.
So you're spinning it to the
no.
Draft.
I mean, that's like I hear what he's saying.
It's like you're resetting the clock.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to be like that, but that's kind of what you're doing.
So what's ironic?
We all have a type now. We all have a type.
What's ironic is when we did we did our daily mock, right? The day they took Mason Taylor. Do you remember what NFL.com's comp was for Mason Taylor?
Who was it?
Goddard.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I mean, I see why
that's
they have
right,
interest
right, yeah,
in this guy. He's a younger
and
version of Goddard,
and he's healthier.
Yeah, cheaper.
So it's even though that was a great analogy, it's kind of in the wheelhouse of what we're talking about.
Or you could just stay with the first one.
And she's cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't walk into that one, Kyle. I can do that because I have no ties. But yeah, it's cheaper.
Yeah.
It's
or cheaper you could date. Just you could stay with the first.
Because you know when you the first wife, the taste is a little bit different.
Wow.
You know, she probably wear like what they call them red bottoms. The young wife, you might be able to get away with a pair of Reebok Classics. You know? I
mean, so is that we're going to present Mason Taylor when he gets on the podium? Here's a pair of Reebok Classics.
Somebody caught that analogy, and they're probably in their car right now cussing me out.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't nothing, Hugh, but they ain't say nothing. They used the other word.
Yeah.
They used the poop emoji. Uh-huh, uh-huh. They used the poop emoji.
All right, I pulled up the numbers. Our caller mentioned it. The Phillies runners in scoring position, they were 1 of 9 last night. They left 10 on base. They're hitting an even 200 this season with runners in scoring position. Like, this can happen. You could have a bad week or two with that, you know, particular thing. It's frustrating. What compounds it is they're not hitting home runs. Like, Hugh, other than Harper and Schwarber, I wonder how many home runs they have as a team if you take away Harper and Schwarber. It can't be many. Stott has one. Turner has one. What does Castellanos have? Maybe three now at this point. I'm trying to think. He hit one a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Early, hit one earlier. Does Kepler have one? He has one opening day, hit one, a home opener, I think it was. Just one. I'm telling you, other than Harper and Schwarber, there's no power here right now. It's like if you leave the bases loaded one inning, but then you come back the next inning and hit a two-run home run, we kind of forget about it. They're not getting home runs right now. It's a problem. Joe in the Northeast. What's up, Joe?
Hey, you, Joe, and Kyle.
What's up,
man? You know, about the Phillies, with Nola, let's see when JT Realmuto catches him. You know, I know Marshawn has caught him at least two of the of his four starts, and I heard him say in the post game that he caught three of the games,
mm-hmm.
and Noah walked four this last night and the start before. I'm saying that Marshawn should not be the backup catcher. All right. I don't have the number. Last year, when Real Muto went on the shelf after that London series, Stubbs and Marshawn caught. Stubbs had the better winning percentage than what Marshawn had. And Ranger Suarez did not win a game for seven or eight starts, and Marshawn caught him all the time.
Do you think we have a Marshawn problem behind the plate?
I'm saying the familiarity of Nola throwing to Realmuto, can make a difference. Let's see when he has his next start.
Joe, it's going to be Monday. It's the first game of the Mets series in New York. My guess is they'll give JT the day off Sunday for the day game, against Miami. So I'd imagine JT's catching that game Monday night against the Mets.
And when you face Alonso, you don't pitch him on the outside part of the plate,
right,
like they did in Game 4 of last year's playoffs, right? When he keeps the Mets alive against Milwaukee, hitting the home run to right field.
Yeah, off of Devin Williams, yep.
And he did that to us in the game prior. Nola pitched our starters in that series with the Mets. They gave quality starts. All four of them. Ranger got out of trouble at that last start, but he didn't give up any runs. It was the hitting, then. And let's talk about Mr. Thompson. If he was the one that made that decision to play Kyle Schwarber in left field, he should be fired, okay? You do not risk, first of all, Schwarber getting injured playing out there in the field, and he's not a good defensive outfielder.
It was one game. Relax.
Yeah. Pardon me?
I've heard a lot of people freaking out about Schwarber going in left field today.
To be fair,
literally one game.
While I agree with you, Kyle, to be fair, he did get hurt playing one game out there last year.
he got hurt last year. Yeah.
But he didn't get hurt last night.
No, he did not. He
and they didn't lose because he was in left field.
What advantage was that lineup by putting Marshawn 083 instead of
who do you want them to put in the lineup?
Well, they can't catch it, but they can't catch JT every day, Joe. We realize this.
Kepler should have played.
Kepler stinks too.
He's supposedly an everyday player.
He supposedly says Dave Dombrowski. I mean, that says me.
Anyway, well, he came back off of the best game he played was Tuesday night when he had two base hits, and the other two times at the plate, he hit the ball hard. Okay, and it was just, and we're revisiting the same thing that they have done before. Austin Hayes, they had him last year. He did this thing that when we had he was a terrible pickup. All right, but I was at the game last year when Hayes has two doubles, hits the ball hard, and the other two trips. And the next game, he's not playing. Don't tell me that you want to have Marshawn catching and taking. That's what that move did. It got an 083 hitter in there.
Well, so I agree, but I think it was really about JT was not going to catch last night because they had a day game. They're not going to catch him.
They usually do that on Sundays.
Right, but they have an extra day this week, right? There's no off day on like a Thursday. So like JT wasn't
playing 17 games straight.
Right, JT. It was a matter of no JT in the lineup or JT DH. I mean, I think that's where it came from.
He shouldn't be the backup.
So you want Stubbs back?
You know what?
Oh,
yeah. Stubbs is handling the darn AAA pitching staff, and they're not quality guys down there.
But,
yeah, he's handling them much better. He's handling them much better, okay? And a matter of fact, he's hitting over 270 down there.
Well, he's been in the big leagues for 5 years.
Yeah, he's a better backup catcher.
Colin,
put Marshawn on the disabled list.
Well, he's not hurt, though.
He's
hurting Joe's mental health.
All right, Joe, I love you, man. Appreciate it. Are we out on Marshawn that fast? Do we really need Stubbs back? To me, that would be the ultimate sign of panic. We got to get the Spotify playlist back in the clubhouse. We got to get the Chiefs vibes officer back up here.
First of all, That was real disrespectful.
What did I do?
Spotify playlist.
That's what he has. He has a Spotify playlist.
He called him the Spotify playlist.
You're going to be the lonely one.
Oh. You know, sometimes I hate y'all.
We got a $300 million shortstop with a 600 OPS, and I got to get Stubbs back up here. AAA to save the day. Are we serious?
Well, you tell us the weekend is almost here. It's almost Easter. Who?
I know, but like this is, you know, you ever like, you're not attacking the real symptom. You're just attacking a little part of it.
Yeah.
The shortstop can't hit. The catcher is in decline anyway, the regular catcher. Aaron Nola, they gave 7 years to, and he looks like he stinks right now. And the solution to all the problems is to get Garrett Stubbs and his music back to the clubhouse.
Can I bring
a boombox in? Like, what are we doing?
Because I think we need a tension breaker. So I'm going to ask a question that ain't got nothing to do. Because I'm serious, because we're getting close to the weekend.
Okay.
And we all know what this weekend is.
Easter.
Now I'm asking everybody out there to chime in on this. We boiling eggs this weekend, man.
Yeah, you got
with the way the price of eggs now. I mean, seriously, all jokes aside.
The wallet's gonna be lighter, but you got to do what you got
to
do.
It's for the kids. Yeah, so, like, how are you gonna explain to the kids that the economy?
You know what's that famous line by Michael Jordan?
You want to go ahead and say it?
No, but I think everybody know what I'm talking about. No, seriously,
bleep.
There are some people out there, man, right now. They're going to have to make some real decisions.
Well, that's true.
Like, seriously, all jokes aside.
Think about the children, Hugh. Yeah.
You said that you have to, you got to deal with it. You got the wallet will be lighter on Monday, but you got to just.
That's a lot. But here's the thing, though. How many parents are going to count those eggs and make sure that every one of those eggs are accounted for in the Easter egg hunt?
Yeah, well, there'll be some tension if someone drops
real eggs. Eggs for the Easter egg hunt. You use the plastic ones for that.
Yeah, just
but don't you dye them the night before? Like, you
okay,
dye
so
a few.
Yeah. Okay, so we're not you. Okay, so you've compromised because normally you use real eggs for
about
the Easter
the children,
hunt.
Hugh.
Okay, you use real eggs for the Easter hunt.
Not real. I think that's out.
Plastic.
Nowadays.
We use plastic
eggs.
Okay,
because then you can put candy and stuff inside of them.
Okay, so we can compromise so we don't have to do like a whole bunch of eggs. We can just do 12.
Well, don't tell me. Tell the Easter Bunny.
No, I'm just saying.
That's
we
a whole
just do, well, yeah, the 12. Yeah, that's six.
So this is you talking to the Easter Bunny. Okay, that's right. Six.
I knocked you off of the carton right away.
No, I'm just saying. You got to paint them. You're not going to paint six eggs.
No. No, you're not. 12? No. I think we might do 12. Again, my wallet's going to be lighter on Monday, but we're going to deal with it. All right, before we go any further, speaking of total nonsense, I think you caught a stray on the morning show today.
But I can't.
Can we hear this? So they were talking about, I mean, I don't even know how they got. How did we get here? How did we end
how
up
we,
on?
How do we end up anywhere we end up?
So how did the morning show end up here?
They have a segment, not as creatively named, but they read YouTube comments.
It's not quite you people.
It's not quite you people.
But it's the same idea.
Yes, but I think something came up about John Ritchie and I guess him beating up some of the other hosts at WIP.
Okay.
And then, of course, the other former professional athletes came up in the conversation, and this is where it went.
Okay. Sean says, John Ritchie looks like he could beat everyone at WIP in a fight.
Mm. Well, it'd be John or Ike or Ben
Hughes. Which goes well with Mac Troyd's comment, who says, I need John Ritchie to start headbutting stuff immediately.
Well, sure.
My head is made for headbutting, that's for sure.
I'm taking Hugh.
Really? You think Hugh's the scrappiest? Is that what you're trying to say?
I think
Hugh's pretty scrappy.
Yeah, I mean, there's part of that. He's also big.
Yeah, he's scrappy.
Yeah, he's big, but Ike's big. Ike has the longest reach. Ike has the longest reach.
Yeah, but you got to remember, Ike was a light linebacker.
Yeah.
And he's lost weight since.
And Hugh was a defensive end.
I've blocked both Ike and Hugh.
Yeah.
And I think Hugh is harder to block.
Hugh is not very motivated these days.
Okay, so you think he loses because he doesn't.
But these days, Ike would probably be harder to block than Hugh.
Well, maybe that's a Twitter poll one of these days.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do one more comment.
Should we put Jack in it as the fourth athlete at WIP or no?
Stop.
You know, you sure? Okay, I just want to check. I just want to check, you know.
And Jack might be tougher to block than Hugh right now.
Wow. That was the stray right there.
No, the stray was the real. It was like, he's not very motivated nowadays.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this. And this is the best way I could describe me in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a part of you or a part of me that is that you have to lock away in the claw. You know, you got to lock him away.
Yeah, put him away.
Because he doesn't, you know, doesn't jive well with others.
He's not for regular society.
He's that Michael Smith ESPN situation.
Put him away. Yeah.
Wow. So he doesn't, you know what I mean? So we put him away and we let this Hugh frolic and
well,
play.
You said it yesterday. You're in the twilight of your life.
Well, yeah, it could because but that Michael Smith Hugh, he's there. Mm-hmm. And every now and then, he likes to rear his ugly head, but we got to keep him, you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
Because he tends to, you know.
So then would you agree that Ike would be harder to block right now?
Right now, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because Ike is super competitive. The one thing about Ike is, no matter what Ike does, Ike could be playing Tunk, he could be playing Uno, whatever it is. Ike's competitive juice is going to get flowing, and he's going to get, you know, he gets hyped.
The fire's gone from you.
Like I said, that person is locked up. He's locked up because you don't, like Kyle, you don't want to meet that guy.
No.
Because that guy is the type, you know, my wife used to say all the time, she knew when I was getting mad because I say, hey, man, like, you know, and then after that, it's all downhill. Oh, yeah. But
you got 5 minutes, I'm going to break your face.
It starts with the hey, man. So, yeah, we had to put him away because he's the one that, you know, he lost jobs and he threatened coworkers and stuff like that. So, we'll operate with him.
You've been having pop-up moments a lot more recently, too. You almost walked into the studio while they were on the air. This morning.
Rod, I was out there. We were sitting down, right? Mm. And you got up and walked away, and I assumed you went somewhere, and I assumed you were going into the studio. So Rod was in the back, and so I just started to walk into the studio, and right before I hit the door,
oh, it was mid conversation, the senior moment,
and I was like, oh God, I'm about to walk in on the show, Rod was like, what are you doing? He was like, what are you about to do?
You know what I actually think was the most insulting thing in that entire back and forth there?
Adding Jack?
Well, they called Hugh scrappy. Like, scrappy's what I feel like you say about someone like me who's not physically imposing.
Yeah. Scrappy's the undrafted player, not a first-round pick.
Is that right?
Yeah. Like, that one would have rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, you took some L's in that, Hugh. No, I mean, they included Jack with three former high-level, the Pro Bowl players. What are we doing here?
The best, absolutely best was like, really? Oh, Hugh's not that motivated nowadays.
Yeah.
That was the funniest to me. She's right.
I don't mind that we reference and acknowledge that Jack played college baseball. He did. But there is a huge gap between Pro Bowl NFL players and Jack. What do we include him in that for? 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls coming up on Aaron Nola, on the Dallas Goedert situation. You people later on, plus the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock right here on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Easter is just around the corner. What y'all gonna do about the eggs? But that's not what I'm here to talk about. It's time to elevate your celebrations with the unbeatable flavor of Hatfield ham. So when you're planning your Easter grocery shopping, that includes the eggs, remember to add this delicious tradition of Hatfield ham to your list. If you want to put more pork on your fork, grill up some juicy and delicious marinated pork tenderloin served with a side of bacon Brussels sprout salad. That sounds real tasty, people. The possibilities are endless. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes and a retailer near you and find your flavor with Hatfield.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.